Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across all of the platforms. Check us out 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you want to listen to us, Sirius Channel 160, Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, if you want to hit me up on some of my opinions, my bets, some of my takes, I'm on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. I'm on Instagram at Femi_Abebefe. Make sure you hit me up on social media. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Tuesday. We have the birthday boy, Tyler Morales. We're not going to say how old he is because he doesn't want that out there in the streets, but happy birthday to our guy, Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Addie Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts. And I must pause before I say this sentence. Nick is going to join us with his thoughts on the Indianapolis Colts signing 44-year-old grandfather Philip Rivers to their practice squad after Daniel Jones tore his Achilles this past Sunday. Yes, that is a true story. I'll get into it coming up in the next segment, but Nick is going to talk about that to begin the 4 o'clock hour in 60 minutes. I mean, this is just the Colts, folks. When you're desperate, you're desperate, and that is the definition of desperate. But we have a couple of guests who will be joining us throughout these 4 hours, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. Odyssey NFL insider, three-time Super Bowl champion, color commentator for the NFL on Fox, our buddy Mark Schlereth will check in with his weekly Tuesday spot. Of course, Schlereth does an awesome job on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He'll help us recap what we saw in week 14 in the NFL and spin it forward to week 15. And then at 5:20 Eastern time, we go to the association, NBA writer for the Action Network, host of the Buckets podcast. Our good buddy, Matt Moore, will join us once again here on You Better You Bet. We're talking all things NBA Cup quarterfinals. Tickets will be punched to Vegas tonight. We got the Eastern Conference tonight, the Western Conference tomorrow night, talking all things NBA Cup, the Final Four on Saturday here in Vegas. I don't think I'm able to go this year because my wife and I, we made some plans. But last year was a hell of a time. Went to go see SGA and the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Houston Rockets. That was great. Don't think I can make it this year. But we have the NBA Cup nonetheless, and we'll talk all things NBA Cup with Matt Moore at 5:20. But we must begin with Monday Night Football, with last night, I mean, just an absurd football game as the Los Angeles Chargers beat the Philadelphia Eagles 22-19 in overtime. A combined 8 turnovers between the two teams, 3 of which happened on one play. Yes, Did not make that up. That is a thing that happened last night. Chargers beat the Eagles. I was on the under in the game. Somehow that, like, when they got to overtime, I'm thinking to myself, well, Femi, you made a good bet. We're probably just going to lose this one. But somehow, some way, the under held strong. Shout out to Jalen Hurts for throwing that interception. But the under cashes. Also, shout out to Saquon Barkley. He cashes over an anytime TD. That was fun to see last night. But just a ridiculous football game. And the biggest takeaway, and it's everyone's takeaway because it's the obvious one, but it's the truth. I mean, the Eagles can't get out of their own way. That's where we stand now with the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, this team majors in making football look incredibly difficult. They outgained the Chargers by nearly 100 yards. They had 1.5 yards per play more than the Los Angeles Chargers. Still lost the game. And they lost the game in pretty embarrassing fashion. Not that it was a blowout, but it was clearly a game where you just look at the two teams, how they fit together. Like, which one do you think is actually better? It's the Eagles. The Eagles are the more talented football team. The Eagles are the better football team. However, the Eagles just make their lives hard. So the Eagles lost the game last night to the Chargers. And the biggest culprit for the Eagles that's at fault from last night. And I didn't think this was going to be the case going into the game. But Jalen Hurts, woof. Like, that was the worst game of Jalen Hurts' NFL career. The stat line, I mean, 21 of 40, 240 yards, 4 interceptions with a QBR of 27.3. QBR, of course, on a scale of 0 to 100. 27.3. I did see a graphic last night when I was going to bed. Somebody posted, they said, if Jalen Hurts just spiked the ball in every single play, he would have had a higher QBR than what he did last night. That's how bad it was. If he just spiked the football, just incomplete the entire game, he would have had a higher QBR than the performance he turned in last night as Eagles quarterback. And the interception at the end of the game was completely reckless, which is so surprising because one of the reasons why Jalen Hurts wins at every level, I mean, back in high school, college, the NFL as a Super Bowl champion, is because he protects the football. Like, turnover margin, turnover battle is what determines wins and losses more often than not in the NFL. Hurts is so good at protecting the ball, that's why the Eagles are always in position to win these big games. Last night, I couldn't recognize him. I mean, the interception in overtime, where it's 1st and 10 with 2.5 minutes to go in overtime, to where you're thinking, okay, how is Sirianni going to play this? Are they going to be super aggressive? If it's 4th and manageable, are they still going to go for it and try to go for the win? Or will they kick the field goal to tie the game and risk tying? Like, that was what we're all thinking watching that overtime, especially that drive. And then here's Jalen Hurts forcing the ball into double coverage when you got Dallas Goedert in the flats wide ass open. I don't know what was going on with him last night, but like, that was just so reckless for him to do that, and it cost his team the game. But the tomfoolery was going on way before that sequence at the end of the game in overtime, because Hurts literally made history last night by becoming the first player since 1978 to commit not one, but two turnovers on one play, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. Two turnovers on one play. He gets the ball picked off by a defensive lineman, mind you, intercepted by Deshaun Hand, who then fumbles the football. Hurts picks it up. He fumbles the football back to the Chargers. I mean, this is football follies in 2025. Like, shout out to the NFL Network. They used to always run those football follies, and we all gonna laugh. LOL, look at these crazy plays. Like, add that to the reel. What we saw last night with a 3-turnover play. And what happened on the Eagles' very next drive? What do you think happened? Hurts threw another interception. Like, this dude never looked comfortable at any point in the game. He seemed like he was late on stuff, missing some guys high. The Chargers defensive coordinator, Jesse Minter, which was one of my handicaps for the game with the under, I thought both defenses had clear advantages against the offenses. Jesse Minter had him in hell. Like, Hurts just did not look like he knew what he was seeing out there against this Chargers defense. But here's what's so tricky about Jalen Hurts when you evaluate last night's game and you take a step back and you look at his career in its totality. Because on the drive in overtime, prior to the reckless interception that ended the game, the Eagles were facing 3rd and 16. And Jalen Hurts drops back and fires a perfect dart to Devontae Smith for the first down. And at that point, we're all thinking it. Here comes Jalen Hurts coming up big in the clutch yet again. It's why he wins all the time. This is a guy whose two best games in his career have come in the Super Bowl. He is a big-time performer. However, last night, of course, ending with the brutal interception that could have been avoided. And now, because everyone's kind of put that off to the side, seemingly we've all forgotten what Hurts has done in his career, now the noise is getting loud. It's getting real loud. And this morning, I had to stop in my tracks. I'm scrolling Twitter, because that's like what you do nowadays in 2025. Instead of reading the morning newspaper, you scroll your Twitter feed to find out what you missed from the night before. I'm scrolling Twitter, and I'm on West Coast time, so I know the East Coast is up and active before I'm up. I see the Philadelphia Inquirer, and I come across a tweet where they are legitimately asking, this is not satire, this is not parody, this is a legitimate question. They are asking if the Eagles should bench Jalen Hurts and turn to preseason god Tanner McKee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's a legitimate tweet, a legitimate article that was posted as a column. Tanner McKee in place of Super Bowl MVP Jalen Hurts. We can all acknowledge that Hurts was a disaster last night. But to bench him? Are you people insane? Like, for real? Are you clinically insane? To bench the Super Bowl, and he won the Super Bowl 10 months ago, not 10 years ago, 10 months ago in this calendar year, Jalen Hurts outdueled Patrick Mahomes and won the Super Bowl. This is one of the best playoff performers that we have in the sport. And I'm not saying this as some big Jalen Hurts guy. You can literally see behind me a Dallas Cowboys helmet. Like, I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm not some big Jalen Hurts fan. But at no point in watching last night's game or at no point in watching the Eagles this season have I ever thought to myself, you know what Philly should do? They should bench Jalen Hurts and put in Tanner McKee. That's nuts. Like, full stop. It's idiotic. The passing game's struggling, but it cannot be that. That's not what we're suggesting. Bench Hurts? Get real with that nonsense. Like, stop it. It was a bad game, the worst game of his career, but to even suggest that, it's disrespectful, to be quite honest. And it's not all on Hurts is the big thing, and that's what I keep coming back to with this Eagles team, because all the people saying, like, oh, like, the Eagles keep winning games and this and that, but, like, we've been watching all season, it's never looked right, and now it's really coming to a head. But to me, I mean, you know where I'm going with this one. The offensive coordinator stinks in Kevin Petullo. And of course, what happened last week was totally out of line and Bush League, and Eagles fans should not have egged that man's house. Like, that's, like, guys, this is sports. Like, relax here. Like, you cannot let this man really affect you to that degree. Like, he does not deserve that nonsense. Like, that was stupid. But the criticism is warranted. It is 100% warranted, because this man, you could convince me that Kevin Petullo is on the Jerry Jones payroll and he's a saboteur. for the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, I don't know what he's doing as an offensive coordinator, what he's calling with the plays. There's no sequencing. Nothing seems to fit with Kevin Petullo. Like, what is he doing? And I know last night people were putting up some of the stats and the splits on the Eagles offense under center versus in the shotgun. And when the Eagles are under center, they're incredibly explosive, like 6-7 yards per play. They're moving the football. And when they're in the shotgun, it's a lot more predictable and the offense is anemic. And for some reason, Kevin Petullo is like, oh, let's keep going with the shotgun. Let's keep doing shotgun. Let's keep dropping back and passing. Like, this guy, he was ignoring Saquon Barkley for much of the night. Like, Saquon's going off. He's running the ball. The kids are calling him SoFi Saquon after his game against the Rams last year and what he did last night with the long touchdown run. Like, Saquon's doing his thing. But, oh, no, let's just not give him the ball. Friend of the show, Nick's friend of CBS Sports, Pete Prisco, he was tweeting about it last night. Like, oh, Saquon's averaging 5 yards per carry. Like, why don't the Eagles just give him the damn football? It made no sense because I don't know what Kevin Petullo is doing. And this is the guy that is derailing the Philadelphia Eagles. And I said it earlier this season, unless they make a change, this team is not going back to the Super Bowl. They're not coming anywhere close. And they want to keep riding this thing out. Nick Sirianni says we're not making a change offensively. And if that's the case, see you later, Philadelphia Eagles. And I can only imagine if you're Vic Fangio. I texted this to our show chat last night. Like, you got to be furious if you're Vic Fangio. Here you are, your defense, one of the best units in the league. You're holding up your end of the bargain. I mean, imagine being Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, Jalen Phillips, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, all these guys that are studs on the Eagles defense, Vic Fangio included. And you just watch this offense continue to shoot itself in the foot. Like, those dudes are busting their ass. Doesn't matter. 3-game losing streak, and now you are in a legitimate race in the NFC East. And maybe the Eagles win the division. You look at the betting market. The betting market seems to think so. They're minus 1,100 to win the division. The Cowboys are plus 700. So that would lead you to believe the Eagles got this thing damn near on wrap. But I mean, it just feels like a bad brew in Philadelphia. It really does. And it's not just, oh, A.J. Brown's being a nuisance, which, oh, by the way, A.J. Brown, like, hurts to drops in the dime, bro. Like, you're going to be the guy that's asking for the ball. You got to catch it when they drop it right in the breadbasket. Like, come on. Like, you can't be dropping that pass in the end zone, which would have won the Philadelphia Eagles the game. But this Eagles team, it's not quite like 2023, but the result might end up the same way. This team is dying to lose the NFC East. And Dallas, they have their own issues. I'm a fan, believe me. I mean, the Eberflus experience, I mean, that's not a lot of fun. Dallas has their own issues. But I think the Cowboys are going to put some real pressure on the Philadelphia Eagles. Because you look at the Cowboys' schedule, home Vikings, home Chargers, at Commanders, at Giants. Why can't they win all those games? And for the Philadelphia Eagles, home Raiders, big favorite this Sunday, get it. That's all gravy. At the Commanders, you don't think they could lose to the Commanders? At the Bills, I'm already chalking that up as an L. And then home against the Commanders. Are we so sure the Eagles are justified at minus 1,100? I'm not. I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to win the NFC East because the Eagles are dying to absolutely crumble. We'll talk about the winning team, the Chargers, on the other side as we return here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.